I'll be talking about some of the social issues that people with disability have. For example, what happens if someone is dependent on 24-hour care? And what happens when they or the people around them or the caregivers are affected by COVID? What happens to that person? There have been stories, for example, where such people in our society have developed some symptoms like a sniffle or a fever, and then suddenly these care agencies stop sending their staff to their homes, so now they're stuck. And I guess, you know, sometimes the only way they can survive is to present to a hospital, which puts them at risk again of hospital-acquired complications. But going back to disability, I think we need to protect these vulnerable people, because if they get sick, they're physiologically more prone to have a worse outcome. My lung function is really poor, so if I were to get COVID, I don't know what would be the outcome. I don't know.
Would you encourage other people to also consider giving evidence to the Royal Commission? Daunting yes. as a prospect that is.
Oh yeah, it's a hugely daunting thing, and I've spoken to a few people that have said, look, I'm just too scared. I don't know what will happen to me. I'll never be able to work again. I'll never be able to do this. And I know it's super scary, but we need to get these stories out there. We need to talk about this, and we need to fix things, and we need to put it out in the open. I know it's scary, and I hope, and I understand. I also understand that you don't want, you know, you people worried. But there are legal protections in place, and there are support structures in place. And if by telling your story, I think there is so much good that can come to our society. I would really encourage you to think about it.
And there's counselling in place for people who need it, from giving evidence as well?
Yeah, absolutely. There's counselling. There's just an incredible support structure around it. So, you know, even for me, I think the support that the Royal Commission has put in place has been really comprehensive, to say the least. So I would really encourage you to tell your story.
So if people have that experience or know someone who's had that experience, I suppose, too, of abuse, neglect, of difficulties with having a disability in Australia and what they've faced, to tell their story.
Yeah, because without the stories, you know, we need stories. They're powerful. Your story is powerful. Please tell it.